A1. Movers Practice Test 5. Hello. This is Practice Test 5 for Cambridge English Movers. Look at Part 1. Now, look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Look, Mr. White. This is a drawing of my dream last night.
It's fantastic! Are these your friends?
Yes, they are. We're all playing with the animals.
Who's the boy who's swimming with a dolphin?
That's Peter. He loves dolphins.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now, you listen and draw lines. 1. What's the name of the boy in glasses?
Which one?
He's playing with the rabbit.
That's Paul. And the girl who is playing with the rabbit is Paul's sister.
Two. What's Paul's sister called?
Her name is Sally. Paul and Sally go to my school.
Is she singing?
Yes, I think so.
Three. There are two children here playing with a giraffe.
You mean the boy in red and the girl in blue?
Yes, I know the girl. That's Jane. She's in my class.
Yes, Jane sits next to me.
Four. Is the boy in red Jane's brother?
The boy in red. There are two boys in red.
I mean the boy with the giraffe.
Oh, yes. He's called Ben. Ben is younger than Jane.
Five. What about the other boy with a red t-shirt? He has got red hair too.
This boy here? The boy who's sitting near the monkey?
Yes, that boy.
That's Matt. Matt is a monkey at school.
Ah, yes. I know him. Now, listen to part one again. One. What's the name of the boy in glasses?
Which one?
He's playing with the rabbit.
That's Paul. And the girl who is playing with the rabbit is Paul's sister.
Two. What's Paul's sister called?
Her name is Sally. Paul and Sally go to my school.
Is she singing?
Yes, I think so.
Three. There are two children here playing with a giraffe.
You mean the boy in red and the girl in blue?
Yes, I know the girl. That's Jane. She's in my class.
Yes, Jane sits next to me.
Four. Is the boy in red Jane's brother?
The boy in red? There are two boys in red.
I mean the boy with the giraffe.
Oh, yes. He's called Ben. Ben is younger than Jane.
Five. What about the other boy with a red t-shirt? He has got red hair too.
This boy here? The boy who's sitting near the monkey?
Yes, that boy.
That's Matt. Matt is a monkey at school.
Ah, yes. I know him. That is the end of part one. Part two. Listen and look. There is one example.
Do you want to go to the football game this week, Bill?
Yes, please. Where is it?
It's at the sports centre.
Where's the sports centre?
It's in the centre of the city.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write. 1.
When is the game on?
On Tuesday.
Sorry? Thursday?
No, Tuesday. In 2 days.
Okay.
Two.
Now, the game starts at 7:30.
In the morning?
No, silly. 7:30 in the evening.
Oh, okay.
So you must do your homework quickly after school.
Okay.
We must go out of the house at 6:30.
Three.
Can we go by car?
I don't know. I don't like driving in the city.
Is there a car park near the sports centre?
Yes, there is. There's a large car park in Green Road.
Where?
Green Road. G-R-E-E-N.
Four.
But I think the bus is better.
Do the buses stop near the centre?
Yes, there's a bus stop in Brown Street. The centre is in Brown Street too.
Okay, I like going on buses.
Five.
Can we get something to eat there?
Yes, they've got burgers, sausages and...
Chips? I love chips.
Yes, they've got chips.
Cool.
Now, listen to part two again. 1.
When is the game on?
On Tuesday.
Sorry? Thursday?
No, Tuesday. In 2 days.
Okay.
2.
Now, the game starts at 7:30.
In the morning?
No, silly. 7:30 in the evening.
Oh, okay.
So you must do your homework quickly after school.
Okay.
We must go out of the house at 6:30.
Three.
Can we go by car?
I don't know. I don't like driving in the city.
Is there a car park near the sports centre?
Yes, there is. There's a large car park in Green Road.
Where?
Green Road. G-R-E-E-N.
Four.
But I think the bus is better.
Do the buses stop near the centre?
Yes, there's a bus stop in Brown Street. The centre is in Brown Street too.
OK, I like going on buses.
Five.
Can we get something to eat there?
Yes, they've got burgers, sausages and...
Chips? I love chips.
Yes, they've got chips.
Cool.
That is the end of part two. Part 3. Listen and look. There is one example. Alice is talking about her family. What jobs do the people have?
What jobs do your family do?
Well, my grandparents are farmers.
Really? Have they got cows and pigs and sheep?
They've got cows. The supermarkets buy milk from their farm.
Can you see the letter C? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
What about your parents?
They are both doctors.
Do they work in the same hospital?
No. My father works in a hospital in town, but my mother works in the city. My uncle is a cook.
Where does he work?
He works at this school. He makes the school lunches.
That's cool. I like lunch here. What does your aunt do?
She works at this school too.
Really? Is she a cook?
No, she's a driver. She drives the school bus in the mornings and the afternoons.
Do your aunt and uncle have any children?
Yes, they have one daughter. She's called Grace.
Grace is your cousin, right?
Yes. My cousin is a pop star.
Is she really?
Well, she sings and plays guitar.
And that's her job?
Yes.
You've got an older sister, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
What does she do?
Well, she only started work last year. She's learning her job.
What's she learning?
She wants to be a dentist, so she's learning all about teeth.
Now, listen to part three again.
What about your parents?
They are both doctors.
Do they work in the same hospital?
No. My father works in a hospital in town, but my mother works in the city. My uncle is a cook.
Where does he work?
He works at this school. He makes the school lunches.
That's cool. I like lunch here. What does your aunt do?
She works at this school too.
Really? Is she a cook?
No, she's a driver. She drives the school bus in the mornings and the afternoons.
Do your aunt and uncle have any children?
Yes, they have one daughter. She's called Grace.
Grace is your cousin, right?
Yes. My cousin is a pop star.
Is she really?
Well, she sings and plays guitar.
And that's her job?
Yes.
You've got an older sister, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
What does she do?
Well, she only started work last year. She's learning her job.
What's she learning?
She wants to be a dentist, so she's learning all about teeth.
That is the end of part three. Part four. Look at the pictures. Listen and look. There is one example. Which photo does Anna's father like best?
Do you like these family photos, Dad?
Yes, they're great.
I've got to take one to school this week. Which one do you like?
I like them all.
Yes, but which is the best?
I like this one, with all the family.
The one with Grandma and Grandpa in it?
Yes, that's the best one.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. What does Nick's mother want?
Nick, can you get me something from the kitchen?
Okay.
Can you get me a bowl?
A ball?
No, a bowl.
Oh, right. A big bowl or a small one?
A big one. I want to put these apples in it.
2. What was the weather like yesterday?
Did you go out yesterday, Pat?
No, miss. It was very cold.
Yes, it was. Did you have snow in your town?
Yes, it snowed all morning.
But you didn't go out and make a snowman?
No, snowmen are silly.
3. Which present did Mark's parents give him?
What did you get for your birthday, Mark?
I got a great present from my parents.
Was it a helicopter?
No, my aunt gave me a helicopter.
A plane?
No, my grandparents gave me a plane. It was a lorry.
Cool!
4. What does Eva want to wear today?
It's hot today.
Yes, it is. What do you want to wear to school?
Well, I don't want to wear trousers.
What about shorts?
Dad, I can't wear shorts to school.
No, that's true.
I want to wear my school skirt.
Okay.
5. What's the matter with Sam?
Are you okay?
Not really.
What's the matter? Have you got a temperature?
I don't think I have.
No, you haven't.
But my ear hurts. I've got a terrible earache.
Now, listen to part four again. 1. What does Nick's mother want?
Nick, can you get me something from the kitchen?
Okay.
Can you get me a bowl?
A ball?
No, a bowl.
Oh, right. A big bowl or a small one?
A big one. I want to put these apples in it.
2. What was the weather like yesterday?
Did you go out yesterday, Pat?
No, miss. It was very cold.
Yes, it was. Did you have snow in your town?
Yes, it snowed all morning.
But you didn't go out and make a snowman?
No, snowmen are silly.
3. Which present did Mark's parents give him?
What did you get for your birthday, Mark?
I got a great present from my parents.
Was it a helicopter?
No, my aunt gave me a helicopter.
A plane?
No, my grandparents gave me a plane. It was a lorry.
Cool!
4. What does Eva want to wear today?
It's hot today.
Yes, it is. What do you want to wear to school?
Well, I don't want to wear trousers.
What about shorts?
Dad, I can't wear shorts to school.
No, that's true.
I want to wear my school skirt.
Okay.
5. What's the matter with Sam?
Are you okay?
Not really.
What's the matter? Have you got a temperature?
I don't think I have.
No, you haven't.
But my ear hurts. I've got a terrible earache.
That is the end of part 4. Part 5. Look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
That's a good picture. The children are playing a game.
Yes, I love that game.
Are you colouring the picture now?
Yes.
Can you start with the fish?
Where?
They're in the river.
Oh, yes.
Can you colour the fish orange?
Both fish?
Yes, both of them. Can you see the two orange fish in the river? This is an example. Now you listen and colour and write. 1. Now I'd like you to colour the dog.
The dog which is running with the boy?
Yes. Colour it with your red pencil, please.
A red dog?
Yes. Some dogs are red. 2.
Can I colour the rocks now?
All of the rocks by the river?
No, only the two rocks in the river.
The two rocks near the fish?
Yes, I want to colour them green.
Okay. 3.
There's a tree next to the house.
Yes, I can see it. What colour do you want to make it?
Can I make the leaves brown?
Okay. 4. The children are in a park.
Yes, I know.
Do you want to give it a name?
Okay.
Let's call it River Park.
Can I write it?
Yes. R-I-V-E-R. Five. And now, let's colour the boy by the big tree.
We can only see his back?
Yes, that's one.
Okay. What shall I colour?
Colour his trousers. Make them blue.
Okay.
That's nice. Now, listen to part 5 again. 1. Now, I'd like you to colour the dog.
The dog which is running with the boy?
Yes. Colour it with your red pencil, please.
A red dog?
Yes. Some dogs are red. Two.
Can I colour the rocks now?
All of the rocks by the river?
No, only the two rocks in the river.
The two rocks near the fish?
Yes, I want to colour them green.
Okay. Three.
There's a tree next to the house.
Yes, I can see it. What colour do you want to make it?
Can I make the leaves brown?
Okay. Four. The children are in a park.
Yes, I know.
Do you want to give it a name?
Okay.
Let's call it River Park.
Can I write it?
Yes. R-I-V-E-R. Five. And now, let's colour the boy by the big tree.
We can only see his back?
Yes, that's one.
Okay. What shall I colour?
Colour his trousers. Make them blue.
Okay.
That's nice. That is the end of the Movers Listening Test.